Explain. So, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo stopped by the Conti stand again at the Cafe Culture here at Olympia, and an encounter that it was kind of, it surprises me. I'm almost gobsmacked, but I'm standing here in front of the UK Latte Champion 2013 and 2014. Exactly. This is Dan, and he works for Caracoli, actually a company that I know. But the new branch is in Winchester. So do you manage the Winchester branch?
Yes, I manage the Winchester branch. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a bit about the secrets behind latte art.
Oh, wow. There's nothing secret, basically. So it's a good milk. You have to steam good milk and then good perfect espresso. But it's a secret, I think.
It's a secret?
Yeah.
How many hours of training do you put into your craft?
That is not actually. I've been making coffee since 9 years.
Okay.
So I think that is enough practice, I think.
So it's practice, practice, practice. What made you enter the championships?
I was looking for the next step. So, and then last year in 2013, I got a chance. I seen there is in a website, there's a competition going on. So I just, let's see what happened. And then I tried to enter, and that was my first time.
Where are you from originally then?
I'm from Nepal.
From Nepal? Yeah. My God! Amazing. They drink coffee then?
Yes, we do. We do, but not like in the UK, but you know, it's growing up, so hopefully.
Yeah? So how long have you been in the UK?
Been 5 years now.
All right. And how long in coffee?
Around eight, nine years now.
So. All right. And before London, before England, where were you?
Actually, I was in Nepal, so I was.
So you learned all about coffee in Nepal already?
I learned basic thing there, and then you know, every time you're looking for improvement. So when I came here, I was different level. Now it's like different. I got different level.
Wow! So. Amazing, God! If I could just describe you, you are smiling from ear to ear. You're really happy to be involved in the coffee industry and being a champion. How does that feel?
It's amazing. I mean, this is a barista work. You know, always smile and good coffee. Good coffee.
What coffee do you say? Oh, Caracoli. Who roasts Caracoli coffee?
Bewley's.
Bewley's?
Yeah,
Bewley's. Have you changed recently? Because I can't remember them being
No, it's been Bewley's since open, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been in Caracoli 2.5 years. So.
Okay. How long is it since they've got a shop in Winchester?
Since 2007.
Oh, really?
It's been long, actually.
All right, yeah.
So we got four.
What, in Winchester? Winchester is recent.
Sorry.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Because I did communicate a little bit. I can't remember the name of the owner.
Oh, James Nichols?
Yeah.
James and Gail.
Yes, exactly. Because I was in that shop. Tell me, remind me the name of the little village where they are. It's a really nice village.
Oldsford, that was our first shop.
Exactly, yeah. And it's nice atmosphere, beautiful cakes, lunches, little shop
inside.
It's beautiful. So, are you looking forward to Rimini, representing the UK?
Not Rimini, actually. I'm supposed to be Melbourne.
Oh, you didn't show?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go?
Yeah, some reason, I didn't go. I didn't get a chance to going there.
Why not?
There's a lot of reason behind.
Yeah.
So
did somebody else go from the UK?
Yeah, second person. So,
oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, a shame.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I will compete next year as well.
Yes. So you'll have a chance to go next year. But you were in Nice then, yes?
Yeah, I was in Nice last year.
Yeah. And where did you end up in the world then?
It was my first experience.
Yes.
And then one of the biggest event.
Yes.
I have been so,
yes.
And then I was a bit scared as well.
Okay.
And but it was, I did very good actually.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
great.
Good. What I did, I'm happy actually.
You're happy with what you did?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And learned some
good
lesson. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Fantastic. So next year you're gonna compete again. I thought it was in Rimini because last year it was during the World of Coffee, which was in Nice, you had the latte art and not the barista championships.
Yes.
So this year, I think they changed it. In Rimini, you have the barista
championship,
barista, but not the latte. The latte is now in Melbourne.
Yeah, latte art.
At Mice or whatever.
Mice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I hope you're the person who came second. I don't know who it is. Who came second in the UK?
Matthew. His name is Matthew.
Okay. Hopefully, he's going to represent England well.
I'm sure, yeah. He's a very good guy, yeah. Really good guy.
Okay.
He's
what's your signature latte art? What is that?
I just created something different, like there is a lot of things involved, like a Rosetta, mm-hmm. looks like Tucson, and something different, like, okay. it's just great. And
yeah. you can do all this in a cappuccino, which is not a lot of milk, so you have to start drawing quite quickly.
Yeah, yeah, it's a free pour, like maybe basically yeah. it takes just 10-15 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't free take pour. Long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's wow. a great
but easy. I mean once the milk has gone under
yeah.
and comes back up you got to start drawing quite exactly, quickly because yeah. you got a lot there on the canvas.
Yeah, yeah. it's coffee wow. making is very easy and very exciting actually. Yeah.
Do you think that Chris would allow you to do some here?
Actually, I did.
You did? should we ask him again? Because I need to take a picture of you actually.
Sure, yeah. That's
okay.
Fine, yeah.
Okay, we're going to stop this here and maybe resume in a minute. So this is very exciting because Dan is going to actually pour some milk here right on the Conti stand using the Monte Carlo machine, which he's not very familiar with because what do you have? You have Lamazzocco's or what do you have
in your shop? Yeah. That's all right. It's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good machine. Yeah. All right. So we're going to use here a coffee. We don't really know what it is, but it's about the latte art. But as you said, the important thing is a good espresso as well.
Yeah.
So you brought your own jug, which is amazing. He brought his own milk jug to, yeah. All right. So let's see. And then we're going to take a picture. So double shot into a lovely tulip Conti glass. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Temping's just a tiny bit off, but hey, we'll forgive you for that. This is, what do you think of the Teflon? Because this, the spout is in Teflon and the basket is in Teflon, I think.
Which one?
The Teflon, the material.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
is it?
It's really, really good one, actually. Yeah, it's less tough for barista after, yeah. after close.
Because it doesn't kind of keep the dirt so much, so
exactly,
you just wipe
yeah.
it off nicely.
So good,
okay, I'm going to pause this again because I'm going to wait for your frothing. Well, actually, I can still keep this on. We got 3 minutes to go. So pouring into your lovely jug. All right, he's very meticulous how much he puts in. Just under the spout?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Let's see if that steam's good.
I'm using first time this machine, actually.
Yeah, first time the machine, so. But we got the ripping sound of the ripping paper. Dan is concentrating. I'm not trying to put him off. I'm just trying to describe what this is. There's a lovely kind of swirl around, so the vortex is happening.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. And now he's going to pour.
So you're asking about the secret. There's
yes.
nothing secret. You can yeah. see that now.
Okay, little swirl of the espresso to get the crema really nice and uniform.
Yeah.
Coming in the middle of the cup. Swirling it around so he goes under the crema. And then he's going to start to wait until the milk actually emerges. And there he is. A lovely lot. Oh, I'll take a picture of this. This is beautiful, Dan.
I can do the something this, different one for you if you like.
No, that's fine. I'm gonna. Yeah, this. Wow, this is beautiful. Can we describe it? What would you call it? It's actually a tulip, but it's surrounded by.
It's a wave art, kind of. So not yeah. a great one. But.
Okay, he's not very proud of this, but I am gonna take a picture of it. He wants to take another one, something different. Okay, right. Let's go. We got 1:40. Let's see if we can do that in 1:40. Just engaging the portafilter again, extracting into, well, a cappuccino tulip yeah. Conti cup, which is nice. Okay. Oh, the temp's better on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Very symmetrical pour on either side of the spouts, which is nice. All right. And he's filling his pitcher at the same time, letting off some steam so that there's no water in the steam wand, stopping the shot and frothing. Again, just listen out for this ripping paper sound, which is very important to get the micro bubbles and the texture right.
Exactly, yes.
All right. What are you going to pour now? We got 56, 55 seconds. Swirling the crema in the cup. Yeah, the smell is beautiful coming off that espresso. Wow. Okay, get the texture right. It's a bit tilted and he's going in and out of the espresso. And then very low down with the spout of his pitcher. And a beautiful, beautiful tulip. Wow. Oh, and a heart. And another heart. And it's almost running out of space. Up and pull through. Beautiful. Are you happy with this one, Dan? Yes, you are. No? A bit wonky?
Very nice.
We run out of time, so we're going to stop this here. Thank you, Dan. We're going to take a picture. Thank you so much. This is the champion of the UK 2013 and 2014.